things about these issues. In this case, you have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court." Now, the Jews had long been well informed and very serious about the matter of murder. Unless, of course, the victim was a prophet. They were sadly eager to murder the prophets. But apart from that, they understood the prevalence of crimes being a dishonor to God, and one of those crimes was murder. They would even go so far as to affirm that if somebody commits a murder, they are liable to the court, and they understood the Old Testament rendered capital punishment as the appropriate verdict to be pronounced on the head of a murderer. That's what you've heard. That's what you've heard. I want to take it further. There's more than just that. There is more intended by the sixth commandment than just murder. I say to you, and this is typical, but I say to you, verse 21, but I say to you, verse 28, verse 32, but I say to you, verse 34, but I say to you, verse 39, but I say to you, verse 44, but I say to you. In each of these cases, he starts out with what they had heard, and he tells them there's a lot more there than you have heard. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, you good for nothing, that's one way to translate that, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. Wow. Jesus is saying, look, if you have hate in your heart, you're a murderer in your heart. And you're guilty before God for the murder, though you never actually commit it. Listen to 1 John 3:15. The Apostle John got the message. He wrote, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Unforgiveness is a hate attitude. It is a representation of hatred. He sweeps away all their self-righteousness and unmasks their murderous attitudes. If you say, as the original says to someone, raka, that's a transliteration of the word. It is simply introducing to us an attitude that is vicious. It's a common epithet that really has no English equivalent.